Within a few years, Maine's lobstermen will have to remove half of their trap rope from the water. That's just one of the recommendations agreed on today by a broad group of stakeholders tasked with choosing measures to protect the endangered North Atlantic right whale from entanglement with fishing gear. Fred Bever has more.
Representatives from 14 Atlantic Coast states participated in the four-day consensus-building project, including fishermen, scientists, state regulators, and conservation groups. The stakes were highest for Maine's lobster industry, which landed $484 million worth of the crustaceans last year, the most valuable single-species fishery in the nation.
The recommendations put forward here today are a big ask.
Patrick Kelleher is commissioner of Maine's Department of Marine Resources. He says if federal fisheries managers adopt the recommendations, Maine's lobster industry will take a severe economic hit.
We're in the northeast corner of the country, and much of our coastline is incredibly poor, and there's not a lot of other options. It's much different than the rest of New England. We have to recognize that.
And one lobsterman from Steuben, Michael Sargent, agreed that there would be rough waters ahead. But he also helped push the group to consensus by saying he would find a way through.
When I reduce 50% of my vertical lines, in my boat alone, I am going to remove 10.78 miles of vertical line. So that has implications on my fishing ability in places, but it's scary for me. But I know that's something, and I can go back to my fishery and explain to my other fishermen, this is something we can do.
The recommendations include an exemption for young fishermen and for nearshore and shallow waters. Other measures that will now be considered in a two-year federal rulemaking process include using weaker rope or weak links that whales can easily break through, and more rigorous gear marking requirements to help identify which gear whales are most often contending with. Overall, all the states agreed to reduce risk of significant injury or mortality for whales by 60%, with each agreeing to reach that goal through a combination of strategies. Maine officials and lobstermen had pressed for more time before deciding on the recommendations, saying the federal government provided inadequate and poorly vetted data and models for determining the most effective methods of reducing risk for the whales. But at today's meeting, Patrice McCarron, executive director of the Maine Lobstermen's Association, said National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration officials held firm to their goals and timeline.
The agency's been extraordinarily stern about the goalpost and the fact that it's happening with or without us. And we took that to heart. And, you know, it's black and white. It's rope. It's not going to be there anymore. And I'd like you to just think about the fact that that's incontrovertible benefit to the whales.
There are fewer than 420 North Atlantic right whales left in the world, and federal scientists say that entanglements are the leading cause of injury and death. The stakes were accentuated this week when news filtered in that two right whales had been spotted in waters off Cape Cod, entangled in fishing gear. Many at the meeting said today's decisions would be the biggest step yet taken to protect the species.
Really powerful and could help the situation tremendously.
Amy Knowlton is a whale researcher at the New England Aquarium.
I think it's a huge move forward for the U.S. industry to be taking on some of the measures they're going to be putting into place, you know, to get 50% end line reduction throughout, you know, especially up in Maine where gear densities are so high.
The recommendations were endorsed by most of the conservation organizations in the group, even as they continue to advocate more aggressive action, such as seasonal fishery closures when whales are likely to be present, or wholesale removal of rope from the water. Sharon Young, the Marine Species Field Director for the Humane Society of the United States, was the lone dissenter to the consensus vote endorsing the recommendations.
And the ultimate solution is for whales not to be encountering things that will kill them. And the photograph that we saw of the animal that they tried to rescue in Cape Cod Bay yesterday, it has line through its mouth, over its head, down the body, and trailing to a trap. This plan would not have prevented that from happening. And what we need to do is stop that.
And the environmental groups warned that they would press forward with lawsuits under the Endangered Species Act, which they hope will force the federal government to quickly enact more protective measures for the right whales. Back in Maine, meanwhile, DMR Commissioner Kelleher says his next task will be to deliver the news to the lobster industry and begin work on ways to meet the new regulatory reality. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever in Providence, Rhode Island.